Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Matthew Trachtenberg, and in this show, we're going to discuss the Google Chrome operating system. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions that you would like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. All right, let's get started. Google Chrome OS is a new type of operating system. Now, most of us are familiar with one OS or another, whether it be on the desktop or on a server. And we understand that pretty much when you turn your computer on, you hit the power button, there's a period of time between, say, 30 seconds at the very low side and up to 2 to 3 minutes before you can really do anything with the computer. So it's kind of you turn your computer on, you go off, you make a cup of coffee, you come back, and it's ready to go. And that's fine for most things. However, there's a new type of computer user that has sort of taken over. And in fact, it's not altogether different than what a lot of people do. What they are people that primarily are interested in online things, i.e. they're doing their email, they're doing Flickr, they're doing YouTube, they're doing various social networking type sites, they're chatting, they're using applications like Skype to communicate with friends and coworkers, things like that. And for those people, it's really less about what you can do locally on your computer and more what you can do online or in the cloud. So that's where Google Chrome OS comes in. Chrome is really an operating system that it does have a basis in Linux. It has a Linux backend, but it's really focused on doing things on the internet. And so the focus is, from the time you push the power button, figure no more than 10 seconds and you're on the internet. And that's really the interesting thing about Chrome OS. Now, as far as local, you know, file storage and things like that, we'll get into that a little bit later. But suffice it to say that that's a very minimal part of the Chrome OS experience. Now, a lot of you are probably familiar with the Chrome browser, and that has been out for probably a year and a half from Google. Chrome OS, when you first boot it up, does present a login prompt. So you log in, and you can either log in as a local user into the operating system, or you can log in with an online credential, such as your Gmail ID. When you log in with your Gmail ID, the first thing you see when the OS boots up is a browser with a number of tabs open, and those tabs will be open to your Gmail, to your calendar, to your Google Voice, if you have that, Google Apps, those types of things. And it comes up almost immediately, which is really, really nice. If you're looking at a very sort of lightweight device, such as a netbook, or as we're gonna get into a little bit later, there's something developing right now called, well, I'm calling it the Tablet Wars. And Apple, of course, has just announced last week their iPad device. And it is a very similar device to what Chrome OS does. And very interesting, you might as well talk about it now, very interestingly, there have been rumors about a Chrome tablet and having touch-based interface to the Chrome OS for ages, for probably a year. And up until Apple announced their iPad last week, there's been no images of it. Well, all of a sudden on the Google developer site, all of a sudden there's renderings of a Google tablet, and guess what it's running? You guessed it, Chrome OS. So that's very exciting. Now, like I said, the Chrome browser is a big part of the operating system. In fact, right now in the builds that are available, it is an open source project. And in fact, I'm doing the Introduction to Chrome OS course here at GoGo.com, where we actually walk through downloading and building the source code of the Chromium OS, which is the open source version of Chrome OS. And it's pretty exciting, but I have to say it's about 6 to 9 months away from being final. So the interesting thing is, I believe there's going to be a tablet version launched around the same time that the netbook version comes out, which is just in time for Christmas 2010. Now, a bit about, you know, a lot of people see this and go, oh man, I can't use an operating system that doesn't allow me local access. Well, that's not entirely true. The specifications that are out there right now basically are netbooks. Like Acer is a big, has a company that has come out and said they are doing a Chrome-based netbook. They use a SSD, a flash drive, as their primary boot drive. The sizes that I've seen are anywhere between 4 and 8 gigabytes, which is absolutely plenty to have Chrome OS installed. And the neat thing is if you need to access your files, say you want to attach a document to an email or something like that, you can attach any USB storage device, and it will come up and allow you to interact with it. So you actually do have local storage. So this is an interesting thing. And the real sort of back and forth that you see online is primarily centered around people comparing Chrome OS to, say, Windows. And it's not really an apples and apples comparison. This is strictly an operating system that you would use almost as a secondary device, as a device that you would have sitting on your lap while you're watching TV. You see something on there, say in a commercial or in a show. You can quickly search on it, find out information about it, and maybe even go purchase it online at Amazon or something like that. So we're really talking about internet-based computing. You know, the cloud, everybody has been talked about that. This is really taking that to the next level. Now, as I said, last week the iPad was announced. Apple, obviously, is a great company. They produce some great products. And they announced their iPad. It's going to be released in March of 2010. It's going to come in various different flavors. They'll have like a 16 gigabyte version, a 32 gigabyte version, a 64 gigabyte version. They will have other versions that allow 3G connectivity. Basically, it's always on broadband connection to the internet. All of their iPads will produce or support rather Wi-Fi, of course. And that's kind of a shot across the bow, and I think it's something that Google is going to respond to. So imagine having a choice of a device from Apple or a device from Google. It's about a 10-inch screen, typically, and something that actually will allow you to, have 10 to 14 hours of battery life per charge, something you can leave on the coffee table, something that weighs a pound and a half. You could even take it on the road if you wanted to and use it as a even smaller version of a netbook. Okay, so that's one sort of variation, and I'm really looking forward to watching that as it develops. A couple of other vendors have come out and announced tablet-based computers. HP has announced one. This all happened at the CES show just last month. But if you're interested to find out more about the Google Chrome-based tablet, if you go to developer.google.com and you click into the Chromium section, there's a few renderings of it, and in fact, there's a really nice video that you can watch. It's about a minute or two video, and it's obviously computer-generated at this stage, but it shows you the user interface that Google envisions for this tablet. Now, that said, the hardware that Chrome OS supports at this stage is really interesting. It's all very low power, sort of keeping with the very light, easy to use operating system. And there's really two flavors. There's the Intel Atom processor, which is found on majority of your netbooks available today. That is going to be launched. It will have, like I said, an SSD drive, and there will also be some BIOS, custom BIOS that is developed. And one of the interesting things about Chrome is there's really two flavors. There's the Chromium OS, which anyone can download the source code and build their own Chromium OS and try it out on different devices. And then there's the actual official Google Chrome OS. Now, you won't be able to buy Chrome OS, say, on a DVD or a USB stick and go and install it on hardware, because it's really designed to be almost an embedded operating system. So to get Chrome OS, what you'll have to do is purchase a device, whether that be a netbook or a tablet or whatever else comes down the pipe, with it pre-installed. And like I said, there's going to be some custom BIOS stuff in there. And what this will do is when you push the power button, the BIOS will go and check the Chrome OS software. And if it finds that something has been changed or been altered in a way that might negatively affect the operation of the device, it will automatically restore a clean version of the OS itself and then boot the device. So, kind of neat. It's very almost impossible to get affected by viruses and malware and bad websites and things like that with this sort of a device, and that's kind of the point. So what we're going to see is a device that if you happen to go, you know, to the wrong site and you got some bad script that ran that did something to your computer, how do you fix it? Well, there's no antivirus, there's no reinstall from CD. You basically power it off, you turn it back on, and it's back up and running. So it's very much a different sort of device than a Windows device. And so comparing it to the Windows platform is maybe not really a fair comparison. Now, a little bit about the hardware itself. Like I said, Acer is going to be the company to watch. Acer has announced a whole bunch of new network or netbook products that will be shipping in 2010, and they have committed to launching a Google Chrome netbook as part of their plan. And they see netbooks as about 30-40% of their business globally. Now, I live over here in Asia, and one of the interesting things is people in where I live in particular don't have thousands of dollars to spend on a laptop. So netbooks actually outpace the sale of laptops by probably 80% of what you see people walking around with. Very seldom do you see somebody with a really big laptop. So I think that this is going to be really something to watch. Pretty exciting. It's not every day that there's a new operating system with a totally new usage paradigm that is launched. A bit about the hardware. Qualcomm is another company that is signed up. Now, Qualcomm makes a CPU. This is the second CPU that is supported by Chrome OS, which is the ARM or ARM processor, also known as Snapdragon. And that's the CPU that's in the new iPhone. The 3GS has a fairly fast CPU, up to, I think it's 1 GHz. So, and they're also coming out with dual core Snapdragons and a number of other things. Now, there's another specification out there that is also supposed to be supported by Chrome OS when it comes out, and that is the NVIDIA Tegra line. Now, the Tegra is really interesting. It's a whole, basically a computer on a chipset. And what it does is it incorporates ARM processing. So it's an ARM-based CPU. It incorporates memory management. It can handle up to a 12-megapixel camera. Can support an LCD up to 1280 by 1050. Can use SSD drives for storage. Has built-in video hardware codecs up to 720p and actually 1080p in the 2.0 specification. Supports OpenGL, supports really awesome programmable shaders for 3D games and things like that. Has the ability, not that all devices will do this, but has the ability to have an HDMI out, a VGA out, a composite video, an S-video, and also supports USB connectivity. So, and that's all on a set of chips from NVIDIA. Very interesting, very, very fast platform. So it's going to be interesting to see whether the netbook market is where this really shines, or whether it is the multi-touch tablet based on a Tegra chipset. It's really wide open, and I believe that we'll see definitely a plethora of devices come Christmas time 2010. So this should be a really fun Christmas. I know I'm getting my list together. This is the first in a series on the Chrome OS radio shows, and I hope to dig deeper into some of the specifications that are out there. Now, that's always interesting because, you know, we're talking about a product that's approximately 6 to 9 months from release. So we'll really try to do a good job in these radio shows of looking at what all the different sort of rumors are that are out there and vetting which ones are more likely and less likely to happen. And I hope that you follow along. So as we wind down this episode, I'd like to propose a bit of a survey. Okay, so for those of you that are listening, I'd like you to just shoot me a quick note via the question comment page. Include your name, or if you'd prefer not to include your name, that's okay too. You can be anonymous. But what I'd like you to think about and comment on is, do you see yourself using a very lightweight portable device such as a Chrome tablet or even an iPad if you're an Apple fan? And what would you use it for? So what kind of sort of daily things do you envision yourself doing with that kind of a device? Also, on the Chrome netbook side, now a lot of folks are going to say, I could just buy a Windows netbook and get so much more functionality. Yes, but you get all the problems as well. And rumor has it is that Google is going to have a Google netbook. Now, keep in mind, these things are, you're not paying for a Microsoft license, so these things are going to be less than $300. Very cheap, possibly Google branded, sold directly on the Google site. So if either one of those devices, do you see yourself using one? What would you use it for? Any comments would be great. And what I'll do is on my next show, I'll take the most interesting comments and I'll read them on the air, and then we'll have a little bit of a discussion about them. Well, I hope you've enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box below. If you're interested in viewing any of my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Matthew Trachtenberg. If there is a show you would like me to do, or a topic you'd like me to cover, you can let me know by using the question comment box below. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.